have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Just took a little bit of a break here, and we are right back at you. I hope you enjoyed that last episode, which was a guided meditation. Got a lot of compliments and comments on it. That was just beautiful. So go soak in that. If you haven't listened to that one, go to my website, thegenesisfrequency.com, and go to the previous episode. It was just a gentle meditation on giving thanks, being grateful, and being in a state of appreciation, which is a vibration we want to maintain in order to manifest what we want to see in our physical world of form. Because how can we want something more when we're not grateful for what we already have, right? So do that. And as I was thinking about that over the weekend, what's coming up next for me in this episode, or this show, I should say, and I think what really needs to go with the giving thanks and the appreciation and the gratitude is a look at forgiveness. Because anytime that we harbor any unforgiveness, any ill will towards another human being, it's going to be, perhaps consciously or subconsciously, a major block in getting us to the life we would love to live. It's a frequency we don't want to be on. And I've spoke of this probably before a few times. I've shared the quote, harboring unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping the other person will die. Because that's what it does. You know, we're not the other person. This isn't about the other person so much as it is about us. Because we're that, you know, we're reflections of other people. Other people do things that irritate us. But you know what? There's times that we do that exact same thing and irritate somebody else. And sometimes that's one of the reasons why we get irritated or aggravated or annoyed at other people, because we're seeing a quality that we don't like in ourselves. Think about that one for a little bit, because it's absolutely true. When you become conscious of this and mindfully aware of it, you'll notice it more often and it'll drive you nuts. But what it'll drive you to is to bite your tongue a little bit, to let things go a little bit, to let go and let God, to give it up, to surrender and just let things be as they are. Give that other person the same break that you would like to have when you are working to change the habit that you want to change, but yet you do the same thing anyway. Because you don't want somebody jumping all over you. You know, give that break that you want to receive. But be mindfully aware of it, that it's a reflection of something within you that you do not like. But unforgiveness can be more than just about the little petty annoyances and irritations and aggravations in our day-to-day life. You know, we may really truly feel that someone else intentionally harmed us, and that might be the case. And it could be something very severe, and I'm not broad brushing this and saying that that's not relevant, and that that situation should not be acknowledged. But I'm talking about what you need to do for you. You need to move to a place of forgiveness in order to manifest your hopes, your wishes, your dreams, your desires, your aspirations, whatever it is you want in your life. Because that unforgiveness becomes like an anchor. It weighs you down to the lower frequency, to the lower vibration, and you don't want to be there. You can't experience that unforgiveness, that animosity, and the frequency of love at the same time. You have to release it. You have to let it go. And a lot of times it's not safe to go to the other person, confront them, and say, I forgive you. Because we don't know. Just because we're working on shifting our frequency and our vibration doesn't mean that the other person is. Now, often, through the act and the power of forgiving, that other person will shift their vibration. But we don't know what it is in the present moment. So if it's going to be unsafe, for instance, if it was some kind of physical abuse, we certainly don't want and take the suggestion to move and put yourself in harm's way. That's not the intention of it all. Most of what I'm talking about is within yourself, moving yourself, your consciousness, to that place of forgiveness. And oftentimes we can do this without the physical confrontation. Sometimes if it's not because of physical abuse, we can pick up the phone, or we can write an email. If it's someone that has moved on from this physical world, we can still do the forgiveness. Perhaps it's with a relative or a parent, and things were done or said that we're still harboring deep within us. We can still practice forgiveness through writing. For instance, we can write a letter of forgiveness. It doesn't have to be mailed. It can often be held and read and reread, edited, printed out, and then burned. But it's an act. It's the act, the sincere act of forgiving that releases the weight of that anchor that holds us to that lower frequency. So this is something that you want to examine. This is a great time to do it. Before the end of the year, practice that releasing. What has to go within you? What is it? Unforgiveness is one of the things. And then there's probably a whole bunch of other stuff too, because in our humanness and from our limited human perspective, you know what? We're pack rats. We hold up onto a lot of stuff consciously, stuff that we're not aware of as we're going about the routine of our day. So we have to do this mental inventory. Zig Ziglar calls it a checkup from the neck up, and that, he was always talking about attitude and sales and things like that. But, you know, it's valid for us to do that in every area of our lives, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. What are my thoughts? What are my continuous thoughts day in and day out? What thoughts have I been thinking that do not serve me, that do not serve my greater good, that are not moving me forward into the experience of the life I would love to live? So what am I thinking? And if I have to do the forgiveness work, I would put that on the top of the list to get that done. But you also want to notice, too, what other thoughts that you're thinking. And notice that self-talk and that self-chatter. Because we don't want to go through just the motions on this. We can write a letter. We can pick up the phone call. We can write the email that says, I forgive you. But are we thinking thoughts that are contrary to that? Because we want to think it, we want to speak it, and we want to act in the way that forgiveness calls us to be, to act, to speak, right? We have to mean it, be sincere about it on every level of our being, or, you know, it's a simple exercise that means nothing. We have to truly forgive. We have to truly release it. We have to truly, really, really, really mean it. And one thing that I really want to point out when we're doing this work is take a look in the mirror. Take a look inside. What do you have? What is there about you that needs to be forgiven? Perhaps you made some very inefficient choices, like I like to call them in my life. I've made a lot of, let's face it, really bad choices. I call them inefficient choices because they didn't move me in the direction of my greater good. They moved me in the opposite direction of my greater good. But we have to get to a place where we let that go. We have to know that we did the best we could wherever we were. And maybe we made some poor choices. We all make some poor choices in our lives. But we have to forgive that, because if we don't forgive that, we're living in a past. We're living in a moment when we're being tethered and anchored to that moment. And that is going to do the same thing that it does when there's another individual involved. We're harboring, and in some cases it's more intense and it's worse, meaning that it's more profound, because it's ourselves. Sometimes we find ourselves to be the hardest one to forgive. We will literally take our hand and slap it on our forehead, pound our forehead over and over again. Why did I do that? Why did I do that? And we'll say things and we'll affirm, I am so this and I am so that. That's a horrible practice to get into, a horrible habit to get into. Talk about drilling it into your subconscious mind, slapping yourself in the head and saying, I am so this or I am so that, in a negative way, is not a very good idea. So let's look at forgiveness. When you turn this episode off or when this episode concludes, sit in the silence for a little bit and say, who is there for me to forgive? Make a list and make sure that you're on there, and search your soul to find those places, those times, those actions, those words, those thoughts that you had within you that need to be forgiven and released. This is a new day. Tomorrow's a new tomorrow. It's time to move forward in a positive direction. Because after all, the reason you're here and you're listening to this is hopefully because you have that burning desire to achieve your hopes, your wishes, your dreams, your desires, and your aspirations, the great big dream goals. And you can do this, and I can show you how, because it's all done by law. But we have to do the necessary work that prepares us to shift our vibration and our frequency. This is Dr. Cause, Dr. Stephen J. Cause Mina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency, wrapping it up, I should say. And I want to thank you. Thank you for listening, and I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day.